Hey there. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana, and I'm really excited for our next segment here. By the way, that news was sponsored by Green Tea Services, and we're having a room full of beautiful ladies piling in right here. No, once you get yourself, we have microphones everywhere. There's another mic over there. And the reason why there's a room full of beautiful ladies is because the Miss Beautiful Nurse pageant is happening. The 2016 Miss Beautiful Nurse is taking place August 6, 2016 from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's happening at Prairie State College, Barnes & Noble Auditorium, 202 South Halsted Street, Chicago. And we'll give that information out one more time at the end of this. But right now, I'm going to have to lock up all my microphones here because I got a room full of ladies. We got cameras going, recording the whole thing. Do you have a seat there or no? We're getting a seat. He's getting me. Sean's getting a seat. This is great. In the meantime, well, let's start with a roll call of all the ladies in the room here. And why don't we start with your name and which hospital you guys are representing? You guys can share a mic for now. And then, so what's your name?
My name is Shantana Dawson, and I work at Northwestern.
Pleasure to meet you, Shantana.
Hi, my name is Janoris Gordon, and I work at South Suburban Hospital.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too.
Hi, my name is Tankia Lemons, and I'm representing River Edge Hospital.
Nice to meet you as well.
My name is Angel Rogers, and I'm representing South Suburban Hospital.
All right. And yourself?
My name is Lakeisha Brooks, and I'm from South Suburban Hospital.
Awesome. So you all are different types of nurses, or is there, like, you know, are you NICUs? Are you
all different.
All different types. All right. So let's start down the load. I'd love to know what the expertise in your nursing field is.
I'm in the outpatient clinic and specialized care under rheumatology. Okay. So we take care of rheumatology, lupus, scleroderma, psoriatic arthritis, Sjögren's.
Ouch.
All of it.
Ouch. How about yourself?
Yes. I work on the telemetry floor where we deal with the heart patients. Anyone come in having any difficulties with their heart or with breathing or anything, we deal with that.
Yeah. Oh, they're intense. I mean, it's all scary to me. No offense, I hate hospitals. I love you guys, but I hate hospitals. How about you? What's your specialty?
I specialize in mental illness. The hospital that I currently work at is a psychiatric facility.
Got it.
So we take care of all your mental health needs.
Awesome.
I work for the oncology and hospice unit. So we take care of your loved ones as they're transitioning over.
God bless you.
And I work also on a telemetry unit, and I'm a telemetry tech, so I get to interpret the EKGs and tell the nurses what rhythm their patients are in with their heart.
Do you interact with the patient a lot?
I do.
Do they always, like, pull you aside and be like, come on, just tell me a little something. Am I okay?
They try.
They do.
We're not allowed to give out information.
My father-in-law just went through this. He had a mild heart attack, and he is, like, infamous about trying to play with the nurses and, like, try to get some information. Not in a naughty way. Although,
he's not the first.
Yeah, right? I'm sure. But he does. He ends up falling in love with all his nurses in a good way. And they help him out. Because, I mean, you're in that position and you're so vulnerable. It's like you want to believe everything you're hearing, you know, but then you're so scared, you know. I commend you all for what you do. So let's hear some of your stories. Tell me about how you got here. Why don't we start the same way here? How did you get to the position you are today? Like, did you go to nursing school? What's your story?
Well, growing up, I was afraid of needles and blood, passed out all the time.
You chose the right career then.
Yeah. My grandmother got sick, and I had to take care of her. And before she passed away, she was like, Tina, that's my nickname, you need to be a nurse. You are good with caring for me and taking care of me, and I think that'll be a good field for you. And I was like, I don't know, Grandma. I don't know if I can deal with them needles and that blood. She was like, no, you can do it. So I did it for her. I went to school. It was challenging because I got married early, have, you know, 4 children, and so school, work.
Yeah, that's tough.
Taking care
4
of
kids
family.
Alone. 1 kid alone. 4
yes,
is
4.
Crazy.
And it was rough, but I did it.
Good
I worked
for you.
Nights, you know, and my husband worked days, and we traded off with the kids. But I got through the nursing school, and then my first nursing job was at Rush. I was at Rush. I worked at Lutheran General as a NCT, but my first nursing job was at Rush. I started there, and then I've moved along doing outpatient and home care. taking care of patients on ventilators, the babies, the premature babies.
Yeah.
I've taken care of them on vents.
And did your grandmother was alive to see you graduate? And no?
Nope, she wasn't.
If she was listening right now, which she may be, what would you want to tell her?
Grandma, I did it.
Yeah, good for you. That's awesome.
Yep, and I did it. So I worked a lot of nights. I worked a lot of weekends. And 12 years ago, I got applied for Northwestern. It was outpatient. It was Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. No weekends, no holidays. I was like, yes, this is right. The job for me.
That's awesome. So now you're at Northwestern, right?
So now I am at Northwestern.
Good for you.
Been there for 12 years, and it's been wonderful.
Now, you know the name of the segment, right? This is Wonder Woman.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Nice.
This is about absolutely. You guys and you girls
yes.
doing your thing and beating the odds and awesome. Telling the story so people out there listening can be inspired to do the same.
Nice.
So I'd love to hear, you know, we are obviously time is of the essence for on a clock, but we have you for another half hour. So I just want to hear little bits of your stories.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so yes. My pleasure, because I want to hear about this pageant you all signed up for.
Oh, yes.
All right. Why don't we hear a little bit of your story?
Well, hi, and it's amazing. They do call me Wonder Woman.
Good for you, right?
Because I have a true love for people. I've always had a true love for people, especially for children and old people.
Yeah.
And growing up, you know, they always ask you in school, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I always like, well, I just want to take care of people. You know, wherever that takes me, I just want to take care of people. But, of course, you know, my path did not take me that way. And I continue to just take care of people and love people. Took care of my grandmother as she did as well, you know. And she got old, and I was there by her side. And everybody was like, well, you need to just go to school for nursing. And I was like, well, I don't have the money. I don't have the finances, you know.
Yeah.
And right now I need to help my mom because she was a single mom with 7 children. And so I stayed and I worked and helped my mom. And then later I just had this love for phlebotomy. So I said, well, that's simple. It's easy. I can do this little short course and go to school. But obviously, it took me elsewhere as well,
yeah.
You know, so I did get into the field of nursing, and I love it so much. It took a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of times I wanted to quit.
Yeah.
A lot of times I wanted to stop, but it was,
What kept you going? Before we take a break here, tell me, what was the motivating factor for you that never let you give up?
My auntie, she had cancer. She had cancer for... She fought cancer 4 times, and she beat the odds. And I
wow.
felt that, you know, if she beat the odds, I can beat the odds. I can do this, you know, and I can get in here and I can take care of other cancer patients and encourage them to continue to live and to keep going forward, you
wow.
know, and that they can still have life after cancer.
Amazing. Yes. Folks, if you're not falling in love already, I mean, you should be. you got the amazing ladies here from the beautiful nurse pageants. Tell them their stories and why they're Wonder Women and how we appreciate them. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll pick up with more of their stories and hear more about this amazing event and what it supports right after this. That's right. You hear the music, and my studio is filled here at WGN 720 with Wonder Women. And we're focusing on the history in the making, Nurses Rock. Miss Beautiful Nurse Pageant 2016 is happening, and tickets are on sale right now. If you go to eventbrite.com and punch in the Miss Beautiful Nurse Contest. In the studio, I have 5 beautiful nurses and telling their stories of why they're Wonder Women, how they got here, and they're about to walk the stage. So let's pick it up with you.
Hi, my name is Tankia Lemons. And previously, before becoming a nurse, I had done multiple things within the healthcare field. I was a CNA, a phlebotomist, and then I ran a clinic. Initially transitioned from that clinic because it was closing down, and so I began to think, what am I going to do? Let me find me a career. I know I want to help people, and I'm good at it. Let me find me a career where I don't have to keep changing all the time.
Yeah.
So wind up going to nursing school and been a nurse for about 10 years. And I've actually been employed at the same place for 10 years. My first job straight out of nursing school.
That's
and
great.
I love it. So I always tell people with nursing, it's either something you love or you hate, especially with psychiatry. So
yeah.
I get to go to a job every day that I actually enjoy. I'm passionate about.
And how do you deal with when you're done at the end of the day? And you've dealt with so many troubled people and that energy that you have to put out constantly and the energy you're receiving from these people
Because, I mean, I'm a big believer in the exchange of energy with people. And, you know, before I did this many years ago, I had did some physical therapy work. And I remember working with, like, gunshot victims and people with high distress and mobility issues. But when I left there, I felt like I was, like, drained. How do you walk out of there and just leave it all there?
So one of the things, you have to have a really good support system. I have a really good support system. My team that I work with is amazing. And you also have to know that it's not about you.
Yeah.
These patients, they have issues and they have problems. And at the end of the day, all they just want to be is heard. Yeah. It may not be your story. It may not be on the bestseller list, but it's their story. And all they want you to do is hear, listen, be empathetic, and then react according to what needs to be done. But yeah, I'm an avid reader. I binge watch some television shows right. all the time.
So you find ways to
drink
distract
a little wine
yourself.
Every once in a while. So yeah,
I gotta imagine
self care. So yes,
at some point though, you gotta be sucked into somebody's story. You gotta be feeling something that maybe it touches a nerve for you that reminds you of a relative or a situation you've been in that you're like, man, I could be as aloof and detached as I possibly can, but this one is just killing me.
Absolutely. And when I have days like that, I'm able to go to my coworkers and say, you know what? This is really a trigger for me. I need to step back and maybe let somebody else handle this one, or let me just take me a little bit of a break so that I can regroup, so that I can continue to be empathetic to that person or provide optimum care to them. So, yeah.
It's a great answer, because I always thought of that. Like, how do you deal with, in the healthcare industry, how do you deal with that? You know, the screams and the cries and the needs and the wants of these people, and they're human. I mean, how could you not have a human reaction to that? So it's
Absolutely.
A great answer. All right, what's your story?
Hello. Again, my name is Angel Rogers. So I got into nursing when I, had to experience a loss of my sister at a very young age.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. We were really close, and just going through that tragedy just opened up my heart to want to be there for people, reach out to them, you know, just get into nursing. Because like the other women said, I love helping people and just having an open hand to just be there for people.
Yeah.
So,
did you put yourself through nursing school?
I did. I did put myself through nursing school.
How'd you manage to do that?
I worked hard, just like the other women. I have three children, so I work days, nights, all three shifts. I'm registered, so I can kind of go and come as I please, so that's a plus. So I just work, and then
do you have family support while you're going to school?
I do. Yeah. My mom, she's the best. She actually, watches my children for me as I go
through
nursing
school. That's
crucial,
isn't it?
Yes. So I have a really good support system. My children, they are my motivation. They always tell me, like, Mommy, you can do it. Just keep pressing on, Mommy. You can do it. And I just want to show my kids that you can be successful no matter what's going on in the world or in your own personal life. If you keep striving, I feel like putting God first, He will lead you in the right direction. I used to want to be a lawyer because I love, like,
the fighting, negotiating.
I got that drive up in me, but that just, you know, redirected me into nursing, you know. Like, I love, you know, being compassionate for patients. And like you guys were just saying, you know, it's so many stories, especially, like, working in the hospice unit. You see families, like, sometimes be torn apart from death. And we're there to just help them to get through it.
What line do you can you not cross when it comes to that situation? Like, where do you stop yourself and say, listen, I just got to back out of this because this is getting way too deep or too hard to cope and deal? If you know, when it comes to the inner relationships of a family as a loved one is passing, you know, like, where's that line?
It's mostly hard for me when I'm dealing with people like in my age group. You know, it's hard, especially because my sister, she was young. So my age group is so hard because you feel like the patient having lived out their life. You know, you think people mostly transition over at a late age, you know, 90s, 80s or something like that. So to witness people transitioning over at 30 and 40 because of cancer or other illnesses, it's really hard. So once it get close to my age, I kind of like try to step back.
Do you see a lot of that?
It depends on which setting you're in. If you're in the ER, then yes. But if you're, like, on the floor, no.
And at the end of the day, when you go home, how do you erase it all out of your brain?
I pray.
Yeah.
I pray. I just thank God that I was able to be that nurse to help out. You know, like she said, you know, sometimes they just want to be heard. you know.
Do you cry at all when you go home sometimes?
In the bathroom, because you don't try to show that emotion in front of the patient. You always try to let them know that you're strong, that you're the nurse, the Wonder Woman. And so you try to hold that in, be compassionate, and you go cry in the bathroom or cry while you're getting medication out or on your lunch break in the bathroom. So,
All right. How about you?
My name is Lakeisha Brooks, and one of the things that inspired me to do nursing school was having a son with ADHD and bipolar at a young age. He was diagnosed at 2. He's 17 now. So for anyone who knows about bipolar, it's like a roller coaster. You up and down and all around.
At 2 did you determine he had bipolar and ADHD?
I started seeing some things that wasn't normal for a 2-year-old. Took him over to the hospital, and they kept him inpatient for a while and was able to see some things, and, you know, they was able to diagnose him.
So as a nurse living and working in this world and to have your own child suffering from some of the things you're treating in the hospital, I mean, how do you handle that personally inside your own family?
I actually do good with it. I've reached out to lots of people, counselors. I had so much help with him because I was a young mom at the time. I was 19. Mm. So I had so much help. I was taught a lot about this condition. You have to learn the triggers, what's going to set them off, you know, try to redirect them and coach them, you know. And most importantly, let them do them and leave them alone. Just let them do them. Some things you can tune out, you know, for the most part, to keep peace in your home.
Man, so it's not only you got to do it at your work, but you're doing it at home.
Absolutely.
So he's 17 now, and how is he today?
He's doing good. He still has his moments, but for the most part, he's doing good. He's working. He has a job. He's learning how to pay bills.
And he's lucky as a mom like you.
Yes, yes.
I mean, a lot of people don't know what to do in those situations. They go right to medication and you know, just kind of. So I know some people in a similar situation don't even pay attention to it. They act like it's not a problem, and they act like it's everybody else's fault.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but what I do, I try to show him a lot of love and attention.
Yeah.
That helps out a lot.
All right.
Yes.
Wow, great stories, ladies. Amazing. And you could see all these ladies for yourself. Meet them in person August 6th, 2016 at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. is the event. It's the Miss Beautiful Nurse Pageant, and it's aimed to provide a platform for nurses to have a night where the spotlight is shining on them, because all the time, they're shining their spotlight on all of us. Mm-hmm. In the healthcare profession, nurses take on a caretaker role, catering daily to the needs of the patients and their families. For one night, these nurses will have the opportunity to break out of their plain Jane uniforms, doll themselves up, and let their outside beauty reflect their inside spirit. This is truly history in the making, folks. You don't want to miss it. Go out and support this event. It's really cool. It's happening Saturday, August 6th. Is there a website that we could talk about that has some information on this? Eventbrite is where they go?
Eventbrite will give you all the information and take you directly to the link where you can order tickets.
How about Facebook page?
We definitely have,
a Facebook page as well.
Yeah. So is this like a team, you know, teams like Team Angel? Or are we having like people rallying up? And
yeah, we do. Most popular competition.
That's awesome.
What is it called? The Viewer's Choice.
People's Choice.
Cool. We have a few more minutes. So we have a guest just joining us. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Felicia Bracey.
Felicia, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a brand new nurse. I've been a nurse for a couple of years, and I decided to join this Miss Beautiful Nurse pageant.
Good for you.
And we made it out here to Chicago.
How did you get into nursing?
It was brought through my family. My mother was originally a CNA. However, she got disabled, and then she couldn't do it, so I just wanted to further the dream. And so I went from a CNA to being a nurse.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And what's a little bit about your story? You have kids? You're married?
I do. I have one daughter who's 11. I'm married, and me and my husband have been together for 12 years.
Congratulations.
We are actually a biracial couple, so we've been through, you know, a very lot with the racism and things like that.
Yeah.
We actually had a tough story. When we first got together, we were shunned out, so we didn't have anywhere to live. We would, you know, hop from friend's house, sleep in a car. You know, so it was a very tough road for us. We've been together for 12 years, and we just got married 1 year ago.
Yeah, good for you. Congratulations.
You know, I was a CNA, and I didn't have anywhere to go. I would live in a shelter. My husband would sleep outside in the car.
So you'd go from the shelter to the hospitals and work? And
I would.
Wow.
And the receptionist would watch my daughter.
Like, did your coworkers know what the story was?
No, I always kept quiet.
Yeah. Gosh.
So I'm with Miss Beautiful Nurse Pageant to show everyone that there's, you know, a possibility that you can go through a tough time and still shine.
Yeah, yes. Good yes. for you. And are you got a place now to sleep? And
we do. We have a beautiful home.
Awesome.
We've got a 3-bedroom home, 3-car garage. You just wouldn't believe, you know, yeah.
So let me ask you this. For the girl right now listening to this at home who's in the same situation as you, what words of advice can you give them?
I would tell her, keep God first. Keep your head up. You know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Just stay focused, and there's always somebody that's been through the same road, and just follow your dream, and you'll get there.
Yeah. Yes. Good for you. God bless you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And God bless all you guys for, you know, doing what you do. I mean, you guys are more important than the doctors. I'm just saying. No, it's true. I mean, you are the beginning and the end to it all, and the doctors just come in and fix stuff. You guys really care for us, and we appreciate that. And good luck to all of you in the pageant.
Thank you.
You're all beautiful, and you're going to rock it out. I feel bad for the judges.
I know. Right? I'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsors.
Yes, please.
Our sponsors are Chicago Nurses United, Nurses PRN, and Katika Smith of Infinity Properties. Shout out to you guys. Thanks so much for having us.
Awesome.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for supporting you. A great event. And go see it, folks. It's happening. It's happening August 6th. That's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Prairie State College Barnes & Noble's Auditorium, 202 South Halsted Street. For more information, go to eventbrite.com.